Hey, Rodney?
Yes.
When the Chargers have struggled offensively when they've had troubles on third down, and in that regard, that makes them like everybody else, right?
Nah, I disagree with you. I mean, I don't look at them as really struggling offensively. Last year at this time, LaDainian Tomlinson roughly averaged about the same amount of yardage that he's averaging now. Then I think he went on to average about 5 yards a carry last year. So, and actually, it just depends on third down. If it's third down and longer yardage situation, they're actually really good on third down and longer yardage situation. They struggled third and short, but they're a good team, and they're going to be ready Sunday night to get back on track. And a team that, you know, they're very familiar with us. We're very familiar with them, and a team that, you know, needs a victory right now.
How has their passing game developed over time with Philip Rivers?
Excuse me?
How has their passing game evolved over time with Philip Rivers?
I think you asked me how's the passing game overall with Philip Rivers.
Yeah, how has it evolved with him?
Well, I mean, he has so many weapons. Chambers, obviously, the weapon. Gates, best tight end in the league, as well as Jackson. I mean, so they have many guys that can go down the field and make plays, as well as, you know, Sproles. He's become an integral part of their offense. So I think Philip can make all the throws. I think you have to be able to put some pressure on them, whether that means by your front four or by blitzing them. You have to be able to show them some different looks and force them to turn the ball over. And that's what each and every week that we go into the game, that's what we want them to do, is try to create turnovers like we got last week.
Rodney, can you provide a little insight into, like, Mike Vrabel last week had a quiet game statistically, but what are some things he's doing out there that wouldn't show up on the stat sheet that benefits the defense?
Well, Mike, I mean, see, people don't understand that, you know, our defense, you can't judge guys based on numbers all the time. I think numbers in our defense are very deceiving. So I think Mike Vrabel, with his presence, his ability to do so many different other things, whether it's rush to pass or drop into coverage, make calls, just all over the place, play outside linebacker or play defensive end, he can do a multitude of things. So, and I think that goes it's a huge part of our game plan, because you have to have so many guys able to play different positions, such as Dalius Thomas, who can line up as defense end, outside linebacker, or even a middle linebacker. And so a lot of times, you know, your play isn't really indicative of what your numbers might say, but guys are, guys are playing good football, and we just got to continue.
Rodney, are there anything special or bring back the memory banks when you play in Qualcomm Stadium?
I mean, that was my home for 9 years. I mean, San Diego Chargers gave me an opportunity to live my dream and to be a part of a Super Bowl team, a team that, you know, conversely, we struggled. We won 1-15. We went 1-15. But at the same time, it taught me so many valuable lessons. City embraced me. The fans were always great to me, and you know, I was able to do a lot of great things in the community. So being that I'm playing really my first time back there, I mean, it's going to be a special moment, because, you know, I started my career there, and I get a chance to go back and play in front of a lot of family and friends, and it should be a fun time.
And how long did it take you to get past them, you know, releasing you after all the loyalty and good play you gave them?
Well, I think once I came into training camp in New England, I realized that it was over, and I had to, you know, turn the page of my professional career, and it was a new chapter. So initially, as a young person, you know, not understanding really the business side of it, you get really ticked off and become a little bitter. But I think after all, you know, sitting back looking at the situation, you understand that it's business and nothing you can do about it. I took advantage of my opportunity here, and some great things happened for me here.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.